You are currently subscribed to the free feed of Lyrics Undercover, which will only be updated once monthly. To get the premium feed, which will give you 4 episodes per month, please head to lyricsundercover.com and click on subscribe on the left side of the page.
This is Lyrics Undercover case number 328, free edition, Shake It Off, by Taylor Swift.
Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. This is Brian Ibbett, thanking you for listening. And now, here's your host, Vincent Minucci.
The first single from her album, titled 1989, this track finds Taylor Swift dismissing all those haters out there. Quote, "I've had to learn a pretty tough lesson in the past couple years, that people can say whatever they want about you at any time, and we cannot control that," said Swift. "The only thing we can control is our reaction to that. You can either let it get to you, or you just shake it off."
I say I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
The song was born from Swift learning to overcome her fear of not being accepted. Quote, "I think it kind of takes not caring what people think about you a step further to kind of locking the fact that people don't get you," she explained to BBC Radio 1's Breakfast Show. "Kind of taking pride in the fact that you know who you are, and it honestly doesn't matter if someone else doesn't want to understand you. We go through these scenarios in so many different phases of our lives, no matter what it is." From an article on songfacts.com, the album 1989 is Taylor Swift's first official pop album, and the title is from the year of the singer's birth, in Reading, Pennsylvania. The record's pop sensibilities center on the music of that era. Quote, "I was listening to a lot of late 80s pop music, and how bold those songs were, and how that time period was a time of limitless possibilities," she said. "In thinking about that, this album is a rebirth for me. This is my very first documented official pop album. 1989 is the most sonically cohesive album I have ever made, and my favorite album I have ever made."
I never miss a beat. I'm lightning on my feet. And that's what they don't see.
Tracing the song's rankings on Billboard.com, after debuting at number 1 on the Hot 100 on September 6, 2014, this song stayed for another week before Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass began an 8-week run at the top, at which point Shake It Off returned to the top spot, where it stayed for 2 more weeks, then being replaced by Swift's next hit song, Blank Space.
Hey, 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 just think while you've been getting talking to the fella over there with the hella good hair. Won't you come on over, baby? We can shake, shake, shake.
Taylor said Shake It Off came from her own challenges. Quote, I want the song to go out into the world and not be about my critics, she told Fusion's Alicia Menendez. Quote, I want it to be about the girl who's criticizing someone in 11th grade because she thinks that her hair looks stupid. And that girl then goes and cries in the bathroom because of it. These are the things that we go through in every phase of our life, starting with your job, and there's just someone who has it out for you. I had a lot of days where I would come home from school and get in the car, and my mom would try so hard to console me because someone had made fun of me, or someone had said something about me, or not invited me to something that I was dying to go to, Taylor continued. And she would always try to find songs that would bring me out of that. Music always helped distract me from that. So I think my greatest hope is that this started out to be about my life, and I just wanted to go into cars and speakers and earphones and become about their lives.
Yeah, cause the players gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, hate, haters gonna hate. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. Mara Makel-Mendez is our head writer, and Vincent Minucci is writer and host. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @Coverville, @Scully, and @RylandDune. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.